I'm actually delighted that we've managed to raise over 800 signatures. I think that really shows the strength of feeling within the community, that the local residents within the area, as well as those who use the Arts Centre, whose family use the Arts Centre, are incredibly unhappy at having a store directly across the road that sells substances which are in fact lethal, and attributing to a number of incidents of antisocial behaviour and intimidation to staff. So I think that this shows that something needs to be done, and having a petition of this strength and of this size, I think, is something which the council has to take real recognition of, and I hope it helps to add the pressure to those who run that store to get it shut down, and also to put pressure on Scottish and UK government to hurry up and get this legislation through so we don't have to deal with these shops on our high street anymore. These things are absolutely lethal, and they're in no way safe. And you know, because there's no packaging that tells you what is within it, you have no idea what you're taking at all. And if you look at the petition, one of the fascinating things about it is the amount of comments that people have left. People who live within this city who have personal experience of the real damage and danger that legal highs pose. Some people have sons who now have severe mental illness. Others have lost loved ones. I mean, these substances take a real toll on family life, community life, and they're an absolute menace, and that's why we need to get them off our streets entirely. And that's something that this petition has really highlighted, and highlighted the human consequence of it. Often we speak about numbers and statistics and the anecdotal evidence of things that we've got, and I think this petition really rams at home the human cost to the sale of these lethal and dangerous substances. The petition is now with the officers and the clerks who clerk the petitions committee at the council. So they just now need to spend some time reviewing obviously that petition, looking at obviously to make sure that people who have signed it are within the Aberdeen area, of course, as per the standing orders of the committee. But once they go through those checks and look through it, it can then be presented to elected members who sit on the committee, and they have a number of options. They can just dismiss it, which I'm sure none of them will, and they also have the option to send on to service committees within the council, or even external organisations. So the council can say, we fully support this petition, we think it's absolutely right, we want to send a message that these substances are dangerous and shouldn't be in our community anymore, and send this on to both Scottish and UK government and actually say, look, we want you to take some action, we want you to know what's happening right here on the doorstep of our city. So there's a few options that are available to the committee, and I think more importantly it's helping with that debate, and it's helping raise awareness of what's happening within the city. Still now I speak to local people who are just not fully aware that you have head shops on the high street that sell these substances, and that access to it is really easy, and access from their kids is really easy. And that terrifies a lot of them. So I think that now that we've got the petitions committee, it can help raise that awareness and actually make more people in the city recognise that we've got these things on the high street that we really need to get rid of. I think at the end of the day, it's really going to need legislation. Now, thank goodness that is making its way through Parliament. I think it should have happened sooner, but I welcome that it's happening now. Where I think that this can really help is I actually think it puts a huge moral burden on those who run and own that shop. I think that having a petition of over 800 people saying we don't want this shop in our high street, we don't want your business, in fact we would rather you shut up shop and go elsewhere, I think would add extraordinary pressure to the people that run that shop, and I would hope that they would take real cognizance of what local people are saying, of what the council is saying, and do the right thing, do the moral thing, and shut up shop, because at the end of the day they're selling substances which are causing real human consequence and even death, and that's just not right at all, and I hope that they will take